the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tegon. This is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, thank you. We have a good reason to rejoice this morning. Lord God, we made it. We made it. This was the most, this is the most struggle I've ever had in 40 years of going through a 40-day fast. And you know why? You, God, brought about change. You, God, brought about change. And the only struggle, really, as I'm sitting back and trying to see this thing, is where I was resistant, where I wasn't quite seeing what you wanted me to see, so therefore I had to go through some resistance. But I thank you, Father, that you win. You won. You always win. So this morning, I come before you with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving. I want to thank you for all the changes that you have brought about in the lives of these headliners, in the lives of your people. I want to thank you for all the changes, God, that you had to pull some of us across the change line. You had to push others of us. Some of us, you just had to literally throw us across the change line. Some of us had so many crabs latching on to us, trying to pull us back and make us stay in the position where we were. But you know what you did, God? You cut off them crab legs. You chopped off them crab arms. And you left those crabs armless, legless, and with a big old heavy body to carry their own. I want to thank you how you lifted weights off of us, and you forced us to put those weights on you. So all I can say this morning is thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful grace and your excellent mercy. And I want to thank you, Lord, that the devil didn't have nothing to do with this. I said, I want to thank you, Lord. It was all your doing. And we have to be able to see that. That you're just trying to make us bulletproof. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
there's no looking back. I'm moving forward. I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt can shoot me down. Yeah, I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone, it's in the cross, and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt can't shoot me down. Yeah, I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Some of you did not believe that the devil would attack you like he did, but God brought you through. God brought you through and he brought you over. Jessica, I want to talk to you this morning about something. Tagline, Robert, I want you to call me on the blog talk. I want some more of you to call, but put the last four of your number in the speaker. If you own the blog talk, oh, I don't even have my phone yet. I got it right here. If you own the blog talk and you have something to say about the fast, call me at area code 843-217-2246 and give me the last four of your phone. Nancy, you be on here in the mornings and you don't ever say anything. Thank you. Those of you that be on the second shift and the third shift, thank you. If you want to say anything that you experienced, went through, saw, felt, smelled, discerned during the 40-day fast, I want you to dial into 319-527-6068 this morning. That's what I want you to do. I want to discuss with you this fast, what you went through. Because see, each person, it is personal, and it's supposed to be that way. So I want to talk with you this morning. I want to hear what you went through personally. Now, I see some of you on here. I could just click you on the blog talk, but I don't know if you're in a position to talk. So I see Jessica. So I'm gonna click Jessica. Hey, Jessica. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. I kind of know some of what you went through, but what did you go through on this fast that the Lord would have you to share to encourage maybe somebody that needs to hear a word of encouragement this morning? It's some people on here this morning that have never been on here before, too. What you Tedliners don't know is that I'm getting ready to go to Alabama to do an exorcism on a 14-year-old. And I have another 14-year-old that needs an exorcism in Ohio. So I don't know what it is with the 14-year-olds right now. And I got another 14-year-old that's going to require an exorcism, brothers and sisters, in Branson, Missouri. So we got an issue with the Lord that we need help. And we got an issue with the enemy for hitting these 14-year-olds. And I got to find out why specifically. So I want you to talk to me, Jessica, about, and see, I picked you first because I know you probably more than anybody else on here, except for Brother Joe and Jose and maybe a couple other people. But can you talk about what you went through on this 40 day? Because, see, you've been on other 40 days with me.
Yes, ma'am, I have. And this 40-day fast was very different. And I've been following you for 3 years, faithfully, like daily. And I've been on the 40-day fast. I've been on we went on a 3-day fast, water fast. We went on a dry fast. This fast was so intense. Something that I had never experienced, but it to, you know, encourage others, it's worth it because God took me into a different level with Him. And in the beginning, I couldn't, you know, I thought, okay, you know, I'm going to, you know, stop certain things. And even then, my mindset immediately was different because I knew I was listening to what you were saying, like ask God to reveal Himself and ask God what you have to fast from. And I thought, well, that's different because in the past we would, you know, discuss it and we would say, okay, this is what I'm committing to. But this time it was different. It was very personal. And so I took that to heart and I said, okay, God, you know, it's really, you know, this time it's you. I'm really doing this just you, no one around me. I'm not, you know, not even Dr. Erica. So I thought, okay, that just in the beginning, it's personal. And right away, I heard God tell me, this is something that you depend on and you need to stop. And I want you to depend on me. And I was trying to, you know, think, okay, is that me or you? And right away, I started separating myself, my flesh, and the Holy Spirit, and even God. And I didn't understand that before this fast. Because I used to just sum it up to saying, God said, or God told me. And if you were to question me, would you know the difference between the Holy Spirit and God himself is speaking to you? And I would have said, sure, it's God. I would just sum it up. Well, during this process, I started to understand that I started to hear different, hear more clearly. And it kind of shocked me. So I would write everything down. I have notations throughout the days and how God took me through this process. And the more that I would stop, because I realized that the foods and the liquids that I was, you know, ingesting were strongholds and very like drugs almost to me. So, you know, when Dr. Erica would pray, you know, stop taking, you know, prescription, whatever, I would pray like, wow, God, this sugar feels like a drug, and to get off of it is very hard. And, you know, there were times where I would look at it like, wow, this is hard. But as the days went on, it wasn't so hard. And then I, watching my family just unfold, the relationship started to, mend. Like, I saw my heart just melting and the relationships around me. And I already shared with y'all how my body starts to physically change. And as the more that the layers were getting peeled off, I noticed the fat on my body was melting off. And it was something very personal, because in the past, like I had shared before, that, you know, I used to always run and I would do all these things to try to stay fit or even to, you know, lose weight, and nothing was working. And I thought, wow, is this what I'm going to have to deal with and just accept? And when this fast started to do, I was just doing it, like I said, seeking God and hearing him. And then I was noticing that my body was changing. So what was happening to me on the inside, God was showing me that it's manifesting on the outside. And he started to show me that the scriptures were coming alive. Like, seek God first. Seek me first. Seek the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added. And so as I was walking this out with him, the outside and the people around me started to change. And during this process, God revealed something that was really deep to me, that I mean, it took me a while to really, really let that sink in, because when I realized that I was still harboring hate. And we all know that the scripture says that you're deceiving yourself. If you have hate and you're not loving your brother, I mean, what are we doing here? What am I doing on this headline? What am I even doing? And that was very, very, very eye-opening, life-changing. So when, you know, Dr. Erica was saying, you know, some of you are going through some life-changing moments. I mean, that was me. And I can't explain what it did to my, I mean, I can try to explain it, but I'm still in awe of God, because I thought, God, I've been walking around all these years and all of this time, and I can encourage, and I thought, and I kept thinking it was the other person, you know, but all this time, it was me. And so what he was showing me was, you know, examine yourself. Examine yourself, but be real. When you're saying, oh, I have this issue, really, have you already taken it to him and examine yourself, but allow him to speak truth to you? And the truth is his word, where he tells you that. You know, God is not mocked. And he really showed me what that really meant. I used to just read that scripture and even quote it, but honestly, God is not mocked, because I couldn't deceive God. As much as I thought I was, you know, he saw this in me, and he was patient, and he was calling me through love, and he was showing me love. Love that I thought I was exercising, when in reality, I never knew what love was. I couldn't love the way God loved. And he started to show me slowly. And so so that, you know, I wouldn't go into shock. But I thought, whoa, Lord, this is big. I mean, this is just a piece of what was unraveling. I mean, other things that have gone that are very personal and, you know, just to encourage you that God is love and he loves us so much and so deep. And, you know, we just have to get real. Like, there's no more playing church. There's no time to, because our loved ones, I mean, time, you know, it's passing. And I realized that you could actually go to the grave and your loved ones can go to the grave thinking all this time that they've done everything that they could. And they could even say, you know, I'm honoring to God and, you know, I'm a Christian, and yet still have this hate and take that hate to the grave, or unforgiveness. And, you know, all this, you know, when Dr. Erica's talking about the 14-year-olds, you know, my heart really grieves now, because I'm thinking, wow, yes, you know, if we could only just tell the parents, or, you know, examine yourselves, because your children will start to get delivered. And that's what I saw. As God was peeling these layers off, you know, I was weeping because I looked around at my family and I thought, wow, you know, because they started to change in their lives. Things started to come and prosper, and things that were holding them back. There was such a struggle for my children. They started to not be such a struggle for them. And I would just smile quietly as they would share with me, like, hey, you know, I got this raise, or, hey, this is coming into my life. And I was like, wow, because at 5 a.m., I'm in my prayer closet weeping, saying, God, forgive me, because I didn't realize I was walking around with this. And then they come, you know, 5 hours later with these, with this updates. And I thought, wow. And again, I was saying, God, you're real. And he's like, so patient. Yes, I'm real. Yes, I'm alive. And I'm, you know, I'm still walking with you. But, you know, I'm just like, Lord, thank you for not just striking me down. And you're so kind. And my words, I meant them. They were not just words to speak into the atmosphere as in the past. And I'm just watching my family and hearing their stories. I mean, and my husband just transformed. And I thought, oh, wow, all this time, you know, I thought it was really him. And when God said, you know, look at yourself, and I did. And so we're on this new journey. And I thought, wow, God, you've given me a new body, you know, fresh start. But not just that. I mean, a new heart and new eyes. And even my senses seem clean and clear. And my hearing, I can hear different. In the past, like Dr. Erica would say, spirits would make you hear the words twisted. Like, oh, you hate me. Oh, you're out to get me. And I had that struggle with trusting people. Even my husband or my children, I would say, oh, no. And automatically, I would be on the defense. So what I'm learning is I did not trust people. And I struggled, and I'm walking that out with God, and he's patient. But he already showed me that, look, I was walking around with this hate. Is it possible that you're walking around with more things that are not of him? Yes, it is possible. And so now I'm looking at it like that. Like, okay, God, if, you know, all these years and you were so patient with that, I'm sure, God, I'm just going to trust you. And I'm on a different level, and I'm starting to trust different. Like, if I say I trust God, well, and you say, you know, you have the Holy Spirit in you, then that means I have to trust the God in you, you know, Jesus in you. And I'm going to look for that, not always look for the negative, not try to, you know, you're not out to get me. Not everybody's out to get me. And I thought, okay, Lord, you know, and I know that it's spiritual, not people, not flesh. You know, again, there's the scriptures that, you know, the war is against the principalities, not flesh and blood. So no. That's just a little bit of what I've gone through.
Thank you. Appreciate this.
You're welcome, Erica. Thank you. Thank you.
I bet you God appreciates it more than I do.
Thank you, God.
I know that he does. Brother Robert, I have your mic open. I want to talk to us openly about your 40-day experience and just whatever it was that happened, or did anything happen?
Praise God, yes. It did happen, and it's still happening. It's going to continue to keep happening. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you coming across real clear.
Okay, good.
But you need to turn me down in the background. Turn me down.
Okay.
Maybe that's one that you got me in the background. I'm going to take just the off.
I don't think I have you on in the background other than the phone here.
Our line was still open.
Okay. good morning, everybody. Wow, 40 days. This was the first 40-day fast I was ever on. Actually, any of the fasts since February of this year, I was actually on a real fast. I discovered with these fasts that I like them. I do well spiritually. I do better. And there's something different about the corporate, about all of us coming together and doing it. There's a grace that flows that enables you to prosper in that fast that I never experienced before. When I tried to do it on my own, it's okay, but it's not the same as when we come together. There's a grace and a power to prosper in that fast, and to see it as a empowering thing, and a time of rest for your spirit, a time of actually getting to know your spirit, letting your spirit rest. I think your spirit powers your body. I think your body draws life from your spirit. And when you shut that down and just tell it to just put your body to sleep for a while, it gives a rest. It's a Sabbath for your spirit, which strengthens your spirit. And you have a chance to actually see who you are without being harried by the needs of the body. And it's a time to focus on him and God. And you do. And boy, do you prosper. Anyway, the things that the Lord told me to fast from was basically everything that I drank. Coffee, tea, anything with caffeine in it. I don't really care for carbonated beverages, but I would take these mixed drinks. Anyway, it was like a fake sugar stuff, but anything that contained those things was what I was fasting from, and it was pretty much other than water what I drank. So that's pretty much all I drank was water. And since I was in high school, I've been drinking so much coffee, it was nice to be freed from it. Maybe that's going to become a more permanent thing in my life. But the things that I saw happen, the enemy came. I was surprised that he would come against us. I still keep thinking, why did he care? I'm surprised that the enemy reacts so violently against these things. And inside, there's a part of me going, yes, yes, there must be a good reason for this. But I don't really understand it. I was surprised that he would can be concerned so much about whether I'm fasting or not. But it was. He came through my boy, everything around me, and including me. And it was a lot of, he tried with anger. He tried with this going wrong, things going wrong. Everybody's automobiles are broken down. My sons, again, everybody that I'm having to fix things, there's a lot of stressing things out. But inside of it, there was a growing peace that I kept finding in the midst of it. So it didn't matter. And this is one thing. To realize when he comes against you and to see it for what it is, him coming against you and to feel it, there's a sting. You're being buffeted, and you know you're being buffeted. But in the something that I had not experienced before, the growing peace, the rest in the middle of it. And you know what? A couple of days before you brought this out, Dr. Erica, he gave me a scripture. The other thing that he's done with me is he's changed how he speaks with me. It used to be just speaking and hearing. Now it's still that, but at every step of the way, scripture comes with it. And he's speaking as much through the word, well, more, all the way through the word. He will say several things to me, and then he'll give me scriptures, and I'll look them up, and they're dead right on the money. That is a faith builder. And I'll return to that in a minute. But the thing that one of the things he gave me was the entire chapter of Hebrews 4, entering in the rest, and actually the part of chapters 3 before it, where he wouldn't let the Israelites enter into his rest. And there was that whole teaching, and going through that, there's so much meat. And I'm learning through that because I was seeking him. Lord, I surrender all. I surrender all. Okay, now what do I do? Okay, Lord, how do I surrender all? What do I do? What am I not? How was I not doing it? The practicality of that. How do I actually walk this out? And in there, what did they do? What did the ones, there were some that most didn't surrender, but some did. What did they do that the others didn't? And I'm looking at this, and the Lord declared, they shall not enter into my rest. His rest was the promised land. When they went into the promised land, did they have rest? They had fights. They had to go through kicking out giants. They had more fights than they ever saw in their life, but they were victorious. In the midst of that, it doesn't matter. That was what the enemy was throwing them at them. They learned to be in him. If you're in his will, you're in him. He does the fighting. You can have all this tumult going on around you and be perfectly at rest and insulated from it. That is big. That is something that you can take through your whole life, step by step, day by day, throughout your whole life. And it won't matter. The more you go into, the more I grow into that, it doesn't matter what the enemy does. He can't actually touch me where I actually am. As long as I am surrendered, I'm in his will. And as long as I'm in his will, I'm in him. The fighting is going on around me, but it doesn't matter what it is. And that's huge. And that's the thing that I can work out step by step, day by day, to actually grow and to see that I'm growing. The other thing was the word, to have the opportunity to speak with him and have him give me a verse, and I'll hear a verse. And we've all read the Bible, I'm sure, several times, but when you hear a verse, maybe Dr. Erica does, but I don't have it all memorized, so I have to look the verse up. And it's a thrill to see when I go there, boy, look at that. That's exactly what we're talking about. And sometimes it's a step forward. He'll confirm what he just said, and there'll be a little bit more, which will lead into the next things he said. So to be able to speak with him and to talk with him, to get guidance from him, founded on the word, is a much more mature process than what I have been doing. So he's taken me from a kid now to maybe a teenager. I don't know whichever it is, but it's a much more mature thing. There's a definite, distinct stepping into a new thing. There's a new responsibility with it. There's a new... there's just a new maturity in him, and it's so much better. It's so much stronger. Before, I knew what he would say, but now it's backed up by the word. There's a defense to it, and I can start actually doing work, and this may sound silly. I can actually work with this. This is something that I can work from. Before, I could say the Lord said all these things, and they were marvelous, but you still, how do I assuage your doubt? How do I assuage my doubt? I could say those are his words, but they don't in themselves, when you communicate those other people, didn't carry his authority. Now it does. And because it has that authority, it can do some work. So the times that we speak, he's enabling me to get things done. And so I guess I have to get things done. So praise God. Anyway.
Praise God. I'm still celebrating. I'm still celebrating. I'm celebrating. You ought to be celebrating, each and every one of you, because this is how God makes you an overcomer. You know, remember, you're supposed to be a God-made man and a God-made woman, and this is the making process of God. I called on you all. I was hoping maybe I was going to get some other people to just speak up here. But it's okay. I see Pastor Michael, but I think Pastor Michael is at work. So I don't know if he can talk. I'm going to just see for a minute here. Let's see what's happening. Pastor Michael, can you talk or no? Nope. Okay. He's at work. But I see you. I do see you. And I did want to open that up if you wanted to. I see somebody. I don't know who this is, but I'm going to open up the mic. If you don't want to talk, just don't say anything. Be all right. Your number, your last four is 6055. Would you like to talk? 6055. Nope. It's okay. To God be the glory. I give him all the praise. What about 7451? 7451. 7451. Did you do the 40-day fast? Were you on the 40-day fast? Nope. Okay. Ingrid, I want to talk to you. Do you have the capability of calling me on the blog talk? 319-527-6068. Ingrid, can you call me up? Can you call me up? I'd like to talk to Nancy, too. Nancy, you've been on here a long time, but you don't ever say anything. I don't know why it's on my heart to talk to you this morning. But some of you don't know that down there in Corpus Christi, a terrorist bust through the, tried to anyway. I read they have these things that come up out the ground and will actually turn the truck over. And that's why, but anyway, somebody tried to get on the Naval Air Station down there with weapons and everything. And some of the Tedliners' husbands and family members worked there, and they were actually under lockdown. I don't know what your number is, Nancy, but I know your husband was one of the ones that was under lockdown. And I thank God for the prayers, and your husband got out of there safely. Not only did your husband get out of there safely, this person who tried to come on there with guns and ammo and all kind of a cache of weapons was stopped. And so that's why I'm saying a lot of things happen during this fast that people don't know about, and you Tedliners actually experienced it. And, oh, great. And so I see Ingrid. Ingrid.
Good morning.
Ingrid. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk to you about the fast. What did you experience during this fast? I love you, Ingrid.
Hello. Sorry, I'm helping my daughter. Give me just a second.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
I know I put you on the spot, but I intended to.
Yeah, it's okay. I experienced quite a lot of spiritual battles personally in my mind, like Sister Jessica had mentioned. But in the process, I got to hear more distinctively between the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, and myself.
Amen.
And but in the physical, while this was all going on, there was a lot of turmoil. There was a lot of, is it the bus? It is, sweetheart. I'm sorry. It's early today. Sorry. Can you get to the other side? Can you get there? Hold on. I got to run with my daughter.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Come on, sweetheart. I got it. Just come on, sweetie. I'm going to get there first. Sorry, I'm running when I'm talking. But,
no,
okay. But as this was all going on, it was God moved people out of my life that were hindering me badly. And I didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Okay. It's going to get a little loud.
Okay,
here it is, Evelyn. Oh, Bella, thank you, Lord, for the morning workout. Oh, no, I'm pumping. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right, sweetie. I will see you this afternoon, okay?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Well, yeah, tomorrow, but I'll talk to you this afternoon. All right, sweetie, I love you. Oh, okay. But as I was saying, there were some people in the neighborhood I live in that were hindering me in many ways, and I didn't realize that that's what was going on He moved those people out, and when those people left, it was like there was a darkness that come that left when they left.
You saw it?
And, ma'am?
You could discern it? You could see the darkness?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Uh-huh.
I seen the darkness leave, the people in the park. I live in a trailer park. But the people here, they got nicer. Their attitudes changed. There's kids. The kids aren't fighting in the neighborhood like they were. There was a lot of bullying. And a lot of it turned towards my son, because he's easy to be picked on by them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all friends. I mean, they argue. Kids argue. That's a given. But they're not fighting like they were. There's not the strife and the backbiting and the I'm going to kill you type attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, my van had been down for like 4 months. God moved it on a man's heart, which is one of the neighbors. He just come up to me. He asked me about it, and he said, I just have this need to help you. And he completely repaired my van, got all the parts it needed that was needed to fix it, and my van's now running completely, didn't cost me a dime, not one. But I've also seen my oldest daughter and her husband have begun going to church. My daughter that was estranged, Susan, our relationship has gotten better. We're more open to each other. She's the family. There's less strife in the family, less arguing. Less contention against the twins. That was the hardest part, was the contention against with the twins. Kind of reminds me of Jacob and Esau and Rebecca. I laugh at that one all the time because they fought in the womb just like it describes with Jacob and Esau.
Oh, wow.
In that also brought me clarity, because that was one of the things that God minister to me about, was their constant bickering and their fighting throughout the years. And it brought me peace when he led me to, he led me to that, because they were arguing and he's like, read this. So I went back to reading it. And at that time, it was just like the Holy Spirit just really ministered that this is normal. He's going to work it through. And shortly thereafter, they started, not nitpicking each other, finding fault within each other. They're doing things together as sisters now, which is something that they've never done as an adult, and they're 30. They've always tried to compete for who was better in my eyes, which I have no favorites. I don't believe in favorites. Children, each one are different, and you should cherish each child as they are. And he's really changed a lot in so many areas that have been that we've all struggled with in my family. My sister is now getting closer to God. There's less fakeness in her voice, and I don't discern falsehood when she talks. That religious spirit, I think, is gone. She isn't so puffed up when I bring up about her spirit, things that she's brought from her past when she was into witchcraft, and how she's brought it into her Christianity. She would argue with me before. And now she's not. She's actually just this one day she called me and we just started talking, and it led, the conversation led into about their strongholds in their house. And that was the first time she'd ever not, she didn't argue with me. And she agreed, and she's like, I'm coming to you for advice. And of course I led her to you and said, look, well, you need to hear some, here's this and this and this, you know, here's this, this will help you understand. And then of course we talked more. My nephew has begun going to church, which, yes, Ford is, and he's doing,
the one you prayed for. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And he's not having seizures. He's had two since that day. I put my hand on him, he's had two seizures. And that was like within the first week after that.
Uh-huh.
And his diabetes is starting to balance out. He's seeing the strongholds. He's now believing that God can, that God can protect him and deliver him from these demons that he believed that were going to keep him, that he couldn't get out of him. He's actually went as far as not even having sexual relationships with his girlfriend. He knows that it's wrong in his heart.
Praise God.
Yes. When
That's
he told me that, about flipped out. Huh?
That's a big thing.
It is. It is, and I was so floored and enamored when he told me. I said, and he's like, he was explaining it to me because he wanted me to talk to his girlfriend because she couldn't understand. She thought he was rejecting her, and he was like, "Aunt Ingrid," he's like, "Aunt Ingrid, I don't understand." So I explained. I listened to him, and I gave him what God gave me as wisdom, as or words of advice towards him, and they're beginning their relationship as if they just started dating, and their relationship is getting stronger. He has really done some really awesome things over the last 40 days for sure. All right, guys. Sorry, I got to wake up the next ones, the little ones.
I just hadn't talked to you in a while, and I knew you had a testimony, and I wanted to hear it.
Yes.
And I wanted
to tell
you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you did, because I was thinking about calling, and I'm like, oh, and just right before you called my name, I was like, you know, I'm going to call, and then I'm like, no, I got this and this and this to do, and then you said, Ingrid, I want to talk to you. I said, okay, Father, you got me.
All right, I'm going to go now to, thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day, Tedline. Love y'all. Love you, Sister Erica.
Love you, too.
All right.
Going now to Nancy. Nancy, can you hear me? Nancy. 1776. Nancy.
Oh,
one,
I'm
seven.
Sorry. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Praise
can
God.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes. I hear you, Nancy. And the whole
thing,
the tail line is...
I have a little bit of a scratchy throat. I had been under the weather for about a week and a half, but I hope you can understand.
We can hear you and understand.
Okay. I just, when you called my name, I always get like, oh, I can't speak. I get stuck and tongue-tied. But when you brought up that what happened with the base, this is actually the third time that I can think of it's happened while my husband is already at work.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in at 5 in the morning, so he's already there at his desk sitting there by 5. And it happens that they have a lockdown for the ones who are already in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned from Tedline and my sister, Jessica, how to go about praying for him while he's in there. And I love that about Tedline, is learning how to pray a totally different way. And I pray for my husband while he's in there because I'm not really sure if he prays. He comes home and he tells me what he experiences. He's he wears headphones while he's at work, and he's been tapped on the shoulder with a gun pointed at him while he's sitting at his desk because they're trying to clear all the areas to confine them to a certain, I guess, like a safer place.
Mm-hmm.
And since he had the headphones, he doesn't hear them. The MP's yelling for everybody to go to a different area. And that's one of the times that I could think of that he said he remembered and said, I actually prayed that time. I had never been waken up, you know, tapped on the shoulder with a gun facing, you know, at my head. And because they're looking at him from behind and they don't know what they're searching the grounds for, you know, the person. So until he turns around and he shows identification, they know, okay, you're one of the good guys. Go to the safe spot. And I have a brother-in-law. My sister Jessica's little husband works there too. So it's the first thing I do is always text you to ask you for help with prayer to get them mm-hmm. safe and no one hurt in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to my sister Jessica talking about having anger, I guess, and unforgiveness, and I learned that about me, that I still have a lot of I don't even know if it's unresolved or unforgiveness. I think I'm learning to just let go. And actually just yesterday I was talking about my job with my husband that I recently just left my job, a job that I've done for 40 years and my job I love in the medical field. And I had all this anger and resentment, and not in anybody particular, but at the same time at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand, like, why. I was the one who chose to leave. It was just such a stressful job. Every time I went to the doctor's appointment, everything was all about my stress at work. And I've had doctors actually tell me, just leave. Just leave your job. Just do something else. But this is the job that I loved. And I guess after I just was listening yesterday to the TED line, and I just, like, let it go after just, I can't pray. Like, I hear these amazing prayers, and I just talk to God almost like if I was a kid. Like, when I was a kid, I remember just talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was praying then, but I feel I catch myself still talking to him like if I was a kid. And because I've been on TED Line for 2 years, so I feel like I'm still that little kid growing until I get to a stage in my life where I can actually pray out loud in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, real. But after talking to God yesterday and just praying about my job and actually missing it, I actually let go of all that anger.
Praise God. It's good, Nancy.
Yeah, I don't want to blame anybody. I don't want to say anybody drove me to quitting. I just let go of it, and I actually felt forgiveness.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes. I just felt lighter, and I actually had a doctor's appointment yesterday at 4, and when I went to the checkout, and they, you know, I said, oh, she wants me to come back in 6 months for a follow-up. And they're like, oh, that means you're doing great. You must be healthy. And if she was, you know, 6 months. And I thought, wow, that was the first doctor's appointment that I didn't have so many issues with pain, with my herniated disc. I didn't have shoulder pain. I didn't have, you know, anything. And I was like, wow, like, just bricks fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home and I was just like, wow, like, there's nothing wrong, physically wrong with me, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was just, like, so much had just fallen off.
Praise God.
Like, I don't tell my sister a lot when she asks me how I'm doing, because she kind of, like, yells at me, but she gets after me, kind of. She's so much like you know. She lectures me, and I kind of withdraw, like, just that little person, like, where someone's yelling at you, and you just kind of, like, I hide.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try to change that now and just stand up to it and own it, you know, like, yes, you're right. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And, you know,
you're growing.
I love that about Tedline, that it helps me in my growth. It helps me every time I feel like I've fallen, kind of like falling off the wagon. I just keep on listening, and it's like, okay, why are you crying? Just get up. Just start over again today. And I haven't given up. I haven't.
That's right.
I'm still hanging in there.
And you're doing great. That's why I called on you this morning. I knew you could do this. And you did it.
Thank you.
Doesn't it feel wonderful?
Yes. Oh, yes. A lot. Yeah. I kept telling my sister, she kept poking and poking me. And I was like, no, I can't. My voice is still hoarse. And she's like, yes, you can. I'm like, okay. I did.
You did. Lord God, heal Nancy even more.
Thank you.
Whatever it
Thank
is
you.
In the truck, get out now. Go.
Yep.
Go. Get out. All the way out. Get on out.
Terrible cough.
That's okay. It's going to go. Jesus' name.
Thank you. In Jesus'
Presence
name.
Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
This is just a little bit. I wish some of the others of you had spoken up. Because, see, God wants you to say yes. He wants you to say completely yes. What does saying yes mean? It just means I surrender. I do surrender. Why does he want you to do this? Because God wants to set you on fire. God wants to set you on Holy Ghost fire. He wants you to burn for him. Wants you to burn.
They say always have a plan B. They say leave yourself for now. Better know your exit strategy. Don't burn the bridges down. Well, I separated from the old me. You think I'd never return. But sometimes the strong can find themselves weak. Oh, so let the whole thing burn. Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. This is the hot reset. This is the 2.0. This is the way goodbye. Or is it hello? This is the new me. Reading, set free. Your love has sparked my heart and set it on fire. On fire, on fire. Yeah, you set it on fire. On fire, on fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's so much freedom waiting for me. Why would I waste my time? Thinking darkness is a part of me. When it's just the absence of the light gone. Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. Set it on fire.
had baptism in fire.
They say always have a plan B. They say leave yourself enough. Better know your exit strategy. Don't burn the bridges down. Life separated from the old me. You think I'd never return. But sometimes the strong can find themselves weak. Oh, so let the whole thing burn.
Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. This is the hard reset. This is the 2.0. This is the way goodbye. Or is it hello? This is the new me. Reading, set free. Your love has sparked my heart and set it on fire. On fire, on fire. Yeah, you set it on fire. On fire, on fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's so much freedom waiting for me. Why would I waste my time? Thinking darkness is a part of me. When it's just the absence of the light gone.
Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. Set it on fire, on fire, on fire.
This is the heart reset. This is the 2.0. This is the way goodbye. Or is it hello? This is the new me. Breathing, carefree. Your love has sparked my heart. Set it on fire. On fire. On fire.
is more in operation, more in ministration to you today than ever before. 40 days you overcame. Now God wants to burn through you. Let him burn.
They say always have a plan B. They say leave yourself enough. Better know your exit strategy. Don't burn the bridges down. Well, I've separated from the old me. You think I'd never return. But sometimes the strong can find themselves weak. Oh, so let the whole thing burn.
Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. This is the heartbeat set. This is the 2.0. This is the way goodbye. Or is it hello? This is the new me. Reading, set free. Your love has sparked my heart and set it on fire. On fire, on fire. Yeah, you set it on fire. On fire, on fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's so much freedom waiting for me. Why would I waste my time? Thinking darkness is a part of me. But it's just the absence of the light gone.
Set it on fire, on fire, on fire. Set it on fire, on fire, on fire.
This is the heartbeat set. This is the 2.0. This is the way goodbye. Or is it hello? This is the new me. Reading, carefree. Your love has sparked my heart. Set it on fire. On fire.
Tomorrow on the deadline.